Hello and welcome to the summary of the international news, broadcasting live from Press TV headquarters here in Tehran, 5:30 a.m. local time. My name is Bardia Honardar. Doctors in the Gaza Strip say Israel is using unconventional weaponry on the civilian population in the Gaza Strip.
We have clear evidence that the Israelis are using a new type of very high explosive weapons, which are called dense inert metal explosives, which is made out of a tungsten alloy. These weapons have an enormous power to explode. The power of the explosion dissipates very quickly. The strength does not travel long, maybe 10 meters. But those humans who are hit by this explosion, this pressure wave, are cut in pieces. On the long term, these weapons will have a cancer effect on those who survive. They will develop cancer. So they kill, and those who survive risk having cancer. All that is happening here in Gaza now, it is against international law, it is against humanity, and I think it is very much against what it means to be a decent person. You don't treat other people like this. Even if you disagree with them, maybe even if you fight with them, you don't treat civilians, children and women like this.
Dr. Gilbert says the likes of the weapons were first used in Lebanon and Gaza back in 2006. He strongly criticized Israel for its appalling treatment of the Palestinian population and called on his Israeli colleagues to pressure their leaders to help bring a stop to the crisis in Gaza. There are also reports that Israel has used depleted uranium in the war. Norwegian doctors speaking to Press TV say they found traces of uranium in the bodies of some of the casualties.